The nation continues to sort through the implications of Tuesday's stunning election upset. For the federal community, lots of unanswered questions about what it means. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller has been talking with experts about the implications of the presidential transition for federal IT policy and budgeting. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about what might be in store during the upcoming Trump administration.
Jason, so inevitably this is going to involve some degree of speculation. And to be fair, it would if either candidate had won, just because there was such little discussion of a lot of issues during the presidential campaign, including, of course, federal IT. But, you know, this is probably one of the topic areas that would have been affected least had either candidate won in terms of policy. What are you hearing from the community about what we can expect in the next administration?
Jared, I think you're absolutely right. The fact that the federal IT is so a nonpartisan issue that no matter who won, and we know obviously Donald Trump is the president-elect, he's not going to come in and change IT. He's not going to come in and say, you know, the cloud is bad, or let's not do cybersecurity, or let's stop consolidating data centers. So what I'm hearing from the most part is the federal IT community should look at this transition in three phases. Phase one is what's happening between now and January 20th. And, you know, I talked to Dave Winogrand from the Professional Services Council, former Navy CIO, former Department of Defense Deputy Chief Information Officer. And one of the things he pointed out was he wouldn't be surprised if the Obama administration is really trying to be big on this legacy and leave a big legacy around policy, about accomplishments, and really try to influence things over the last, you know, month and a half, 2 months of their administration. Phase two goes in that first 100 days of the Trump administration and how things get, you know, kind of pulled together, who gets nominated, who gets, you know, the career people and how much they act and how much, you know, the first budget that comes out from the Trump administration. And then the third phase of this is really the rest of 2017 beyond the first 100 days and who, again, gets nominated, who gets confirmed by the Senate, and what types of priorities start to kind of pop up. Again, the key people are obviously the Deputy Director of Management at OMB, the federal CIO, the Administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. Those are probably the three biggest people in the federal IT community that the contractors and the workforce really need to focus on. And then, of course, the GSA Administrator, and of course, eventually, potentially some of the CIOs that are political appointees like Veterans Affairs and Homeland Security Department.
Yeah, and I guess one thing to watch for is what kind of priority the Trump administration makes of appointing the people that you just mentioned, the CIO, the DDM, the new CISO. That will probably tell us something about which direction things are headed, depending on, you know, if they come right out of the gate on inauguration day and there's a CIO in place, for example, versus whether it takes 6 months.
And I think one thing about that, and Trey Hodgkins from ITAPS pointed this out, is traditionally you had maybe 20 or 30 political appointees really ready to go on day one. Because of how much work these both campaigns did for transition, he expects almost 100 to 200 political appointees ready to go out the gate, meaning ready to either go to the Senate or ready to walk in, that they don't need Senate confirmation and ready to start working on the administration initiatives. One big deal, I think, is how the Trump administration will look at things like 18F, digital services, FedRAMP as an example. One industry source tells me that there has always been, you know, the Obama administration did a really good job of being very aggressive, but sometimes maybe they were a little too aggressive. And will the Trump administration pull back on that aggressiveness a little bit? And I think that's a key thing to watch.
Yeah, and as you say, there has been a much more detailed and involved transition, but, you know, pre-election transition process than there has been in past years. But they've been, both campaigns have been enormously secretive with their transition teams. They have not talked to the press really at all. And I wonder if you've gotten any sense from the industry associations and others that you've talked to, whether they've reached out to industry and groups of any kind.
I've not gotten that sense. I know that there's a lot of conversations, and the people leading those transition teams are usually former government CIOs or former government people who really do understand federal IT, or at least the federal management agenda market. So it'll be interesting to see who comes out from that. One name that I'll just throw out there just to cause a little rumor mill is Karen Evans. Obviously, she's been left the after 6 years as really the federal CIO under the Bush administration. It wouldn't be surprising to see her come back in some kind of capacity, maybe even as a deputy director for management. I'll start that rumor now, Jared. I haven't heard anything, but that's a good rumor to start.
And had at least some informal involvement with the Trump campaign, did she not, or am I misremembering that?
No, I think you're correct. As far as I can tell, I think there's several former Bush administration officials who have had long careers in government, did offer some advice and some transition planning for the Trump campaign. It's hard to exactly know who, because as you said, it is a very secretive process. I think we'll get to know a little bit more over the next 72 days, which is really the time between now and the inauguration day.
Right. All right. A lot to watch for Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Jared.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller and Jared Serbu. Find more coverage of Transition at federalnewsradio.com.